Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. Visiting us with us right now, Major Star Branscombe of the Salvation Army. You might be the busiest lady in town this week.
Some would think so. things are getting a little busy, but that they're supposed to.
It's fun. It's fun. The bells are literally in the air right now. Hey, I want to ask you, Thanksgiving, how did it go at the Salvation Army?
It was great. We had like 90 volunteers. We fed 575 people came in.
That's awesome.
And enjoyed Thanksgiving lunch. And it was just great. The spirit of thankfulness was there.
Lots and lots of people were involved to help make that happen, from donating turkeys and to cooking the turkeys and all the pies and everything.
An anonymous donor donated all the turkeys and hams, and Holy Smokes baked them off for us, smoked them off for us, and brought them back, and we sliced them up and served them.
That's awesome. Congratulations and good work. Thank you to all the volunteers in the community who helped make that happen on Thanksgiving Day as well.
True.
Thanksgiving is the official kickoff of Red Kettle season for the Salvation Army. Your bell ringers are out in full force right now.
Yes, they are in full force.
How's it going?
It's going well. You know, the calendar's kind of messed up this year, according to what we're used to. So we lost a week. Mm-hmm. So saying that to say this, because we lost a week, we're down in donations in the kettles as of today, $4,000 from the same date last year. Mm-hmm. But again, we attribute that to we lost a week. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that we make it up. We need to make it up to continue our programs throughout the years. We need to make that up.
Mm-hmm. The calendar has not been good to nonprofit organizations, retailers, and stuff. Thanksgiving was extremely late this year, and I think we're all feeling that crunch when, as soon as you know, you clean the kitchen that last time when, and the guests leave on Thanksgiving, you go, it's only like 3 weeks until Christmas.
I know. I know. It's crazy.
I don't like that. I don't like the short time.
I
mean, I want to kind of, you know, you feel way too rushed and you don't get to enjoy it like you usually do.
I feel like I'm on a pace all the time. Let's go.
Yeah, definitely. But with the Red Kettles, tell us, you know, that the money that's raised through the Red Kettles goes to support the social services of the community. And you guys use that year-round.
Right. 365 days a year. Those who come to us for whatever their need might be, we're able to help them through the Red Kettle program. So it's so important that we make this down up. We've got to get it in.
So in that regard, on Wednesday, December 11th, that's this coming Wednesday, we're going to have a very special kettle cry. Mm-hmm. You have kettles placed all over town, and we're asking for that everybody take a moment on Wednesday and make a point to try and put a dollar in the kettle. Mm-hmm. Just if it's a dollar, if it's $5, whatever you can provide is greatly needed and greatly appreciated. And the volunteers of the Salvation Army are going to try and look and really focus on Wednesday and making up that difference that we need, because we lost that whole week of bell ringers and kettles out between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, we're counting on that being a really great event for the Salvation Army.
If you're looking for a kettle on Wednesday that you'd like to place a dollar in, you can find them. There's two locations at Walmart, at both stores there, at Walmart and Mountain Home. Walmart in Flippin has a kettle. You can also find it at both Harps locations, both East and West, here in Mountain Home. Hobby Lobby, Big Lots, Walgreens, Town and Country, and the Walmart in Ash Flat. Mm-hmm. Did I get them all, Major?
You got them all.
All right. Wednesday, kettle cry. Let's make up that money that they lost with such a short time period between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and help provide all of those community services all year long for the Salvation Army. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. The bells of the Salvation Army. You can't miss it this time of year. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and again, joining me is Major Star Branscombe of the Salvation Army. Hey, we were talking in the commercial break about kettle cry on Wednesday and the importance, you know, just a dollar, just a quarter, whatever. And I showed you my phone, and on the back of my phone is my, you know, my purse.
Right.
And because I'm one of those, I don't carry any cash. I just have a couple cards, and I'm good to go. And I know a lot of people are like this. And I used to joke that they need one of those square card readers at the kettle, because we all have our credit cards with us.
They have them now.
Really?
Yeah. They're located on the top right-hand side of the kettle sign, a little thing that you tap your phone on.
It's like Apple Pay.
Yes. Exactly.
Yep.
It'll let you.
I can even do my watch.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those. I have all the gadgets. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, there's no excuse. You make it easy for us to contribute in any way possible.
We try to.
Good job. So there you go. If you think, oh, I don't have any change on me, but I do want to participate, you can whip out that debit or credit card. And then, of course, it's fully secured. It's through the Salvation Army. No worries there. And we always forget, checks are still good.
You
still take checks and cash.
We still take checks and cash. You can drop one off in the kettle or drop one off at the Salvation Army office.
Yeah, go by. If you don't have time to visit one of these kettle locations on Wednesday, of course, there will be a kettle at the Salvation Army. You can park right in front, not at the thrift store, just right to the right of the thrift store at the Fellowship Hall.
Right.
All the Salvation Army volunteers and the majors will be there working as hard as they can because not only do you have the kettles going on, the other huge thing are the angels.
The angel trees.
How are our little
the
angels
angel
doing?
Angel trees are amazing in this little town of Mountain Home. We're saying that we can't keep the angels off the trees. They're flying off as soon as we put them on, which is wonderful. And it's a good compliment to the people of Mountain Home. They're so generous with the angel trees.
That's awesome. You have people asking you for angels right and left.
Yes, we had a total of 288 angels. We have an angel tree up in the front location, not far from the service desk at the Walmart here in Mountain Home. We had one at Centennial Bank right now. The only thing on that Centennial Bank tree are red mesh stockings. Those are for teenagers.
Those are for the gift cards, where you can buy some gift
cards
and put those in there for the teenagers.
Oh, they'd love a gift card for McDonald's, wouldn't they?
Oh, any kind of gift card.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any kind. And then the West Harps only. There's a few angels left on that tree. Shoe Sensation and Maurice's. Mm-hmm. There are trees there. Other than that, the angels are gone.
Well, I found a couple, and we still have a couple here at the studios of KTLO Classic Hits in the Booth, and I brought a couple with me, just so you know. Here we got a little boy here at KTLO, 10 years old. We got his pant size, shirt size, shoe size, and coat size. Coats are a great gift to give the little ones, especially how cold it's going to be here coming up. And then on his list, anything sports related, go figure, 10-year-old boy. He'd like a book. Doesn't say what kind. He just wants a book, a board game, and a bicycle. Now, you don't have to fulfill all the wishes of this little boy here on this list if you choose to pick one. But, you know, if you could pick out a couple of these things, you don't have to wrap them. You don't have to just put them in a bag along with the card that the angel has and then drop it off at the Salvation Army. Sorry, I keep hitting the table here because I'm so excited about the little angels.
But we need those back no later than December the 11th.
And that's Wednesday, the same day as Kettle Cry. Okay, so Wednesday is your big Salvation Army deadline.
Yes.
That's the date that we all need to keep in mind. Kettle Cry, angels are due. We still have a couple angels here at KTLO Classic in the Boot. You talk about the easiest parking lot in town. If you want to come get an angel, you just pull right up to the front door.
That's right.
No offense to our fabulous retailers, but you just pull right up. Patty and Amy up front will certainly help dish these out. We still have a handful of angels that we would like your help with.
That's great. And the reason why we need them back no later than the 11th is because we need time to process all of these and get them in the right box to give to the mamas whenever they come on the 18th to pick these up. And that'll take us about a week to get all this processed and make sure that the right kid gets the right gift.
Well, and you also have to go through and see if there were any unfulfilled angels.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that during that week as well.
So
And we ask for them to be returned, not wrapped. Please don't wrap them. So we'll know what who's getting what.
I wish I didn't have to wrap any gifts. But
yeah, me too.
That's the best part of it. Hey, just keep us posted. Keep us posted on what you need and how we're doing with all of our angels. And if you have any interest whatsoever, and again, I mean, you don't have to go out and spend $500 on all these gifts. I mean, this little guy, he wants a coat and a book, you know, and anything sports related. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Anything would be wonderful. Our intention is not to put anybody in financial difficulty buying for these angels. Please don't do that. But just get anything these children would appreciate it.
a really great activity for any parents or grandparents out there. If you mm-hmm. have a little one around the same age as some of these angels, if you can take them to Walmart or one of our local retailers and let them shop, let them pick out the book, let them pick out the board game and explain mm-hmm. to them what the work of the Salvation Army is and how they are doing mm-hmm. the most good this time of year and how we can be a part of it. Our little piece makes a huge yes. difference in the life of someone yes. their age.
Yes. And if you do take your children or your grandchildren out, they will remember that for the rest of their life, that they contributed to another child's Christmas. That's a wonderful memory.
I made the comment the other night. I was like, man, we got to start shopping. We got to get these Christmas gifts. And my little guy said, and we got to get our angels gifts.
Aww.
So there you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Keep us posted.
We will.
Take a breath. We're all here to help the Salvation Army in whatever we can do this Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.